FB News, I'm Ben Thomas. The FAA is dialing back the flight restrictions it ordered at 40 major airports. Schedules had been cut by 6%, and that's now being relaxed to 3%. The aim was to ease pressure on already short-staffed towers as air traffic controllers were going unpaid during the government shutdown. Karen Chalmers reports on the resumption of the SNAP food aid program.
While some states had already issued full benefits, about two-thirds of states had issued only partial benefits or none at all. Ryan Sprankle, owner of Sprankle's Neighborhood Market, felt like the government could have done more to avoid SNAP being affected by the shutdown.
From my perspective, and maybe I'm wrong, both parties and the president of the United States office and the governor's office, every one of those people had some kind of a button they could have pushed to release some kind of emergency funds, you know, and they didn't.
While some SNAP recipients have received their full monthly benefits, others may have to wait up to a week. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Pentagon official says U.S. forces carried out a 20th strike this week on a boat allegedly transporting drugs in the Caribbean. Four people were killed. And Ed Donahue reports.
In Oakland, California, Laney College football coach John Beam has died. He was shot on campus. Lieutenant Gloria Beltran says tips quickly came into police.
Alameda County Sheriff's Deputy Torres observed someone who matched the suspect description at the San Leandro BART station.
That person was arrested. Beam was featured in the Netflix series Last Chance U. Oakland Mayor Barbara Lee described him as a giant and a mentor. Piedmont Police Chief Fred Shavies is a longtime friend.
John was so much more than a coach. He was a father figure to thousands of not only men, but young women in our community.
Beam was shot a day after a student was shot at Oakland Skyline High School. That student is in stable condition. I'm Ed Donahue.
This is AP News. Seth Sutel wraps up the trading week in the AP Markets Report.
Stocks mostly recovered from an early slump on Wall Street and another bumpy day of trading. The S&P 500 was down as much as 1.3% in the early going Friday before ending with a dip of just 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite erased its early loss and flipped to a gain of 0.1%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 309 points. It's about 0.7%. NVIDIA began the day with a steep loss, then turned higher in the middle of the day, pulling the market along with it. Bitcoin and gold, two other investor favorites, ended lower. Seth Sutel, New York.
And shareholders of Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern have voted in favor of the railroad's proposed $85 billion merger. It'll create the nation's first coast-to-coast rail network. The deal still needs the approval of the U.S. Surface Transportation Board. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints, Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.